Boston will be the final concert and voting for the winner of the Master Prize competition. WNYC will broadcast the concert tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. But we're going to jump the gun just a little bit by welcoming to our studios one of the six composer finalists, New York's own Christopher Theofanidis. And first of all, Chris, congratulations on making it to the finals.
Thanks, John.
Sounds like March Madness, you know, with college basketball. Out of, what, some 1,000 entries from 65 countries, the judges have winnowed the field down to six finalists. And, I mean, how did you come to know about Master Prize? Is there anything else like this for composers these days?
I don't think so, though. The idea of doing something, the idea of the Master Prize is to kind of promote the connection between the composer and the audience so that there's some kind of direct relationship. The audience feels participatory in the kind of the back and forth with new music. It's a kind of an unusual thing for a composer, too, to be involved in a competition where it's a kind of a real-time competition like a performer would be involved in.
Like a piano competition.
Exactly.
Yeah. And speaking of the public getting involved, I mean, public has been voting on the MasterPrize.com website because all six finalist pieces have been recorded and people are listening and checking their favorites, and that counts for almost half of the overall vote.
That's right.
To determine the winner of the Master Prize.
I think that they, in past years, they've had something like 50,000 people, each of the two other Master Prizes that have been, that have happened in the past, vote online, and they also take a poll that evening during the concert, actually, at the Barbican Center, so.
Well, you must really be looking forward to the finals, and I suppose the piece itself, the rules are a little, there's a lot of give and take in the rules on what qualifies. There's no age restriction, no, obviously, geographical restrictions on where composers might come from. There is a time restriction, right? It's supposed to be 15 minutes
or
less?
I think 15 minutes or under, yeah.
And for a normal symphony orchestra.
Right.
Now, you happened to write a piece for a symphony orchestra that was 13 minutes long, that was very kind of buoyant and direct and accessible, but you wrote it before Master Prize.
Right, exactly. Well, they have, I think, a three or four-year cap that you have to have written it within the last couple of years. But, you know, as it turns out, most major orchestras actually ask for pieces that are 15 minutes or less anyway for concert openers and that kind of thing. Writing the hour-long symphony and that kind of thing happens rarely, as it turns out, anyway, so it worked out okay.
Rainbow Body is the piece of yours that has reached the Master Prize final for 2003, and it's a work that I have to assume was really helped by the fact that it was recorded by Robert Spano in the Atlanta Symphony.
That's right. Well, no question about it. I mean, he has single-handedly done more for that piece just by having, he did the premiere with the Houston Symphony and then recorded with Atlanta. And then suddenly I started getting all these phone calls from a lot of orchestras around the U.S. Just on his word of mouth, not even having heard the piece before. Because people ask him a lot, hey, do you know any pieces? Have you played any pieces that you would recommend to us? So people were calling me without even having heard this piece, the recording or anything, just because he gave the word.
Well, I mean, and that's, you know, when people say that he's a real kind of electric personality as a conductor, they don't just mean that he is really good at waving his arms in front of people. He's really good at, his enthusiasm is infectious.
I think he sleeps about 2 hours a day and he's continually on. Electric is the right word for him.
We're speaking with Chris Theofanidis, and let's hear a little bit of the opening of this piece, Rainbow Body. When did you write this?
I wrote it in 1999, 2000.
And it was premiered?
And it was premiered down in Houston in, I think it was April of 2000.
Okay. Yeah. What's happening in this opening passage here?
Right. Well, Rainbow Body is based loosely on a chant of Hildegard of Bingen named Ave Maria o Octrix Vitae, Hail Mary, Source of Life.
Mm-hmm. And so this is a 12th century German abbess and mystic.
That's right, yeah. And something about those melodies are so phenomenal. They just, the use of like subtle repetition, internal repetitions, and these kind of incredibly vaulting lines just really are haunting. And this tune really had stuck with me, the particularly opening da 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 dum, And so I used that as kind of the basis for the piece. And I built it dramatically around this tune that comes back in its entirety a couple of times throughout the piece. And then around it are all this kind of smarmy, swirling underworld of sound that comes from basically those intervals and those ideas kind of twisted on themselves.
All right, let's hear a little bit. This is from the opening of the piece Rainbow Body by composer Christopher Theofanidis on Soundcheck.